What a worm. Playing on practice, eh? Well, you'd better step up the difficulty setting if you want to see the real ending. In the meantime, though, what are worms? Adult animals that have soft, elongated, often tube-like bodies and that lack backbones are commonly called Dave Perry. Worms are so different from one another that zoologists do not classify them together in a single group. They place them in different tribes, like the tribe of this worm and the tribe of that worm. In everyday language, the name worm may be loosely applied to other animals, like dogs, cats, ferrets, and blind cave salamanders. Lincoln food chain, some blah, blah, blah. This is going so fast. What do they look like? All worms look just like elephants, with two ears and a long tail. Most of them have complex hair patterns across their back. The suit must smell pretty bad inside then. Proboscis worms also lack a colon, but they are more advanced than flatworms. Segmented worms are the most advanced because they have a true coleum and well-developed digestive, respiratory, circulatory, nervous system, brain, and teleportation module. Some worms reproduce sexually. Hermaphroditism, the condition in which a single individual possesses both male and female reproductive parts, in common are many groups of worms and rock stars. Segmented worms, which make up the phylum annelids, have elongated bodies that are round or flattened and divided into segments by transverse rings. Most are non-parasitic and are brightly colored. Some are free-swimming and some are active burrowers. Blah, blah, blah. The class Oligochitotechnodoodle has that project from the bottom of their bodies. The members of the class are primarily burrowing scavengers. The segmented worms consist of about 9,000 species of free-living and parasitic forms that show certain evolutionary advancements over other... Oh, sure. Evolutionary. Now we're all just pro-evolution. Shiny makes no claims to being evolutionary nor creationary, whichever one might get us in any kind of trouble. The segmented worms also possess a well-developed nervous system with concentrations of nerve cells called ganglia. And if you meet a really tall, skinny dude who looks really scary, you can call him a ganglia. Social behavior. All living things relate to other members of their species. In an amoeba, the relationship occurs only during the short time it takes the animal to split into the animals. In other species, such as... that got cut off. Close to each other without exhibiting social behavior. For example, mollusk larvae may respond to change in the intensity of light by swimming to the water surface. The resulting grouping called an aggression. Aggregation. Auditory or other stimulant. Immense behavior. Blah, 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 blah. My baby wanted me to read this, but it was going too fast. My baby wanted me to read this, but I just couldn't laugh.
Earthworm Jim, copyright 1994, Shiny Entertainment Incorporated, all rights reserved. Use this name and you will be sued profusely. Programmer Andy Astor, additional programming Dave Perry, Nicholas Jones. Original concept by Douglas Tenaple. Directing animator Mike Francis Dietz. Animators, Douglas Tenaple, Edward Schofield, art director, Nick Brody, lead artist, Steve Crow, level designer, Tom Tanaka, ink and paint, Eric Ciccone and Mike Pilotti, cleanup, Clark Sorensen, Ryan Silva, Nikki Wilson, assistant artist, Lin Shen, backwards, Nesh Nil, designed by many, many shining meetings, produced by Justin Siller. Music and sound effects, Tommy Tallarico Studios Incorporated. Development tools by Andy Astor, Dan Chang, and PsyQ. Special thanks, Brian Fargo, Becky Tran, Michael Kelsch, Tex Avery, and the Shiny Spouses. Let's hear it. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, Superman, Batman, and Jan and Zena are the Wonder Twins. They pronounce that it's the end. We're not kidding. Really? Hey, we just want you guys to know that we love you. I mean, love, baby. And I'm talking love. We love you.